Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek from wintry Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from freezing Phoenix, Arizona. It's like 55 now. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning for December 3rd, 2010, episode 25, sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Templeton Thompson.
That you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Well, the snow was softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling, Christmas time is coming to the farm. Yeah, I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and hoping that you're warm and home safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathering near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.
Much my new best friend in the entire world. That's Templeton Thompson. She and I are like bestest friends now because we talked yesterday.
You know, you only have to talk to Templeton once and then you do feel like her best friend. So I can see how that happened. It was kind of cute.
I listened back to that segment.
I listened back to that segment yesterday. It was kind of an adorable moment here on Horses in the Morning, listening to you two all gush over each other.
Well, it's just so funny because talking to her yesterday, you know, I've heard her music for so long, and when I used it at my radio show in Atlanta, and then she says, "That was you?" I couldn't believe she had actually heard of that. So that's cool that she kind of knew that I was paying homage to her, and that also she didn't sue me for pretty much broadcasting her music without her knowledge.
I think she's happy when people play her music. At Templeton Thompson, you can buy her music at templetonthompson.com. I don't know if you noticed on Facebook yesterday, Jamie, but there were many people who said that they would love to have the complete sets of Templeton's and Mary Ann's music. So mm-hmm. I think that's a doable thing for Christmas for the horse husbands to buy their wives. Just let them know, and that's an easy thing. We like to do the easy ones, and those are easy ones. You just order them up and put them in the stocking. So Yeah, we appreciate
I would like
that.
Those her, stocking stuffers. For
yeah,
sure.
I already have that written on your Christmas list, so we have that one covered. Hey, we, you know, the last couple of days, we have really picked up a lot of new listeners, and I want to welcome everybody to the Horses in the Morning show here in the Horse Radio Network. And I thought, being that we have some new listeners out there over the last couple of weeks, we should remind everybody that you can listen live to our show on your iPhone and most Droid phones by opening up a browser, whatever browser there, and going to It's horsesinthemorning.mobi, M-O-B-I, like mobile. So horsesinthemorning.mobi. And the player will be right there. You can listen to us live, or you can listen to the pre-recorded shows right there on your phone as well, streaming. You can also listen to our recorded shows after the fact. You can go back and listen to every show we've ever done at horsesinthemorning.com. There's live players right there. Just go to the show and take a listen. Or you can have them automatically downloaded to your iPod through iTunes. And you can just go to our website, and there's an iTunes link there as well. So you can do all of that to listen to our shows live or recorded. We would rather have you listen live and give us a call, but, you know, you can listen to it recorded too. Now, we came up with a new name for Fridays, didn't we?
We certainly did. I say we, and it was actually your clever brainchild.
I know.
So why don't you go ahead and introduce Friday?
Well, you know, we a lot of the talk shows have the thing where they take anybody can call in about anything on Fridays. And we've been sort of loosely doing that the last couple of weeks. Well, we're going to make it official here, but we needed a name for it. And I was thinking, Horsey, what's a Horsey name for Fridays where everybody can call in, talk about whatever they want. Maybe there was a topic they heard earlier in the week and they were at work and they couldn't call. Whatever it is you want to call about, tell us what you're going to do this weekend. Are you going to a show? Are you riding your horse? Are you going on a trail ride? Whatever. And so I came up with the name Freestyle Fridays, like freestyle
for so
it's good.
You're so
it's
proud really of yourself.
I
you
am.
Came up
it's
with
really good.
A horsey name with alliteration. I'm very proud of you. Yeah. Glenn, the first thing you said when we talked before the show this morning, did you see what I named Friday? Did you see? Do you get it? Did you see it? Like, yes. Freestyle Friday. I'm very proud of you.
It took me all of about 10 minutes to come up with that name. I had about 25 written down. I finally went, Freestyle. Freestyle Friday. It really works.
I'm so very proud of you.
I am, too. I'm very proud of me, too. So give us a call at 347-637-3238. We'd love to hear from you on this Freestyle Friday. I'm going to say that 100 times today. And we would love for you to call in. We want to hear from you. We love hearing from our listeners, and you can call us anytime today. Tell us what you're up to this weekend or talk to us about anything horsey that you want to talk about. Speaking of which, we promised about four times yesterday that we were going to go over Kim's Horse Husband Rating Guide, which was a follow-up from Wednesday's show, I believe. And we never did get to it, so I'm going to do it right now. So Kim wrote this on our Facebook page, and that's the other thing for all the new listeners out there. You can go to Facebook and search for Horses in the Morning, and there are conversations that go on there between the listeners during the show. So we encourage you to stop over there and check on hit refresh and check on Facebook during the show. Now, she came up. We had a conversation about horse husbands and when do horse husbands graduate to becoming a full-fledged horse person, and do they ever, and do they want to? And then we were starting to talk about the levels of horse husbands and things like that. Well, she actually wrote it all out, Kim did, and we thank Kim for doing that. And here is what she said. The first level is non-horse husband. That tolerates but doesn't get your horses. And everybody has either dated one of those at some point or another. Horse husband supports your passion for horses and enjoys joining you from time to time. That's pretty good, I think. Horsey husband. Mm-hmm. She put a new level in there on us, and that's horsey husband. This guy made the transition to horsehood. Even if you give up horses, he wouldn't. And or he starts a radio network devoted to horses and watches 4 days of vaulting at WAG. So I don't know who the heck she was talking about there, but I guess that
right.
I'm officially now in the horsey husband category.
I think that category is you.
I know. I guess I need to change my official name as America's Horse Husband to America's Horsey Husband.
Yeah.
I have to change. And then the last category is horseman. Horseman. Loved horses even before he loved you. Now you have to decide if you're a horse wife. I thought that was pretty good. Stacy wrote in and said, it's a good list, but it's missing something. And she said she would suggest adding to the number one spot, think about this, listen closely, future ex-husband horse hater.
I have a couple of those boyfriend categories, but I hope not to have the husband category. But yeah, this also non-horse husband. Also, you can substitute boyfriend or guy you're dating or whatever you want to throw in there, whatever your relationship status is. It's complicated on Facebook, whatever. You could throw any of those in and pretty much apply it to any part of your life. So we do appreciate that, Kim. Thank you very much, Glenn. Glenn feels a lot better now that he's moved up the scale to horsey husband.
Yeah, and I'm comfortable there, I think. I don't think, well, I can't go to horseman because that was loved horses even before he loved you, and pretty much all I experienced I had with horses was passing horse and buggies in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. So they pretty much just got in our way and were annoying. So that's my experience with horses before I met Jennifer. So I'll never get to horseman category. That's a special guy there.
That's a cowboy right there.
Speaking of which, a week from today, Jamie.
I know. I'm so excited. I know Alan is, if he's listening, he's mad right now because he doesn't get to do it. But I live 4.5 hours from Las Vegas. I am going to the NFR whether he likes it or not. And I will not be wearing riding pants, as he posted on Facebook. I will not be wearing boots and breeches to the NFR. I will have some appropriately dressy cowboy boots and some nice, I'm not going to say I'm going to go Wrangler. I can't go that Western. But I'll have some jeans and some boots on. How about that? Does that work for you?
Well, I think Alan's going to feel better now, knowing that you're not going to be in breeches, just embarrassing everybody over there at the NFR.
I don't even wear breeches here. I wear jeans and half chaps. That's the kind of rider I am. So he doesn't have to worry about the breeches in Las Vegas, certainly.
Well, speaking of breeches, there is a time you're going to have to wear breeches, and that's this weekend. We didn't have time to talk about this yesterday, but you were talking to Reese after she did her cooking tip, Reese Goffler Stanfield, and you were mentioning, and I picked up on this, but we had to go right into a commercial, that you spent the last couple of months getting ready for a low-level dressage show, and you were using the dressage test, and now they've changed them this week, and you have to learn a new one?
Get this. I mean, how crazy is that, that the timing? You know, when they put out a dressage test, you use it for, like, 3 years. So I've got this horse, and he's a bit of a nervous one, and his name is Tiny, and he is doing his first dressage show tomorrow. So for the past month or so, we've been trying to figure out which training level tests we were going to do, and we decided to do training level 1 and training level 3 because training level 2 has this long walk pattern, and you have to go like FXM and then back to the corner, and it's for him, picking up the reins in the free walk is something that he would get nervous doing. So we decided to skip that test and just go 1 and 3 and, you know, start out a little easier. So we're in 1 and 3, and I get a phone call on Tuesday. Hey, you did know that all the tests changed, right? It's like, what? December 1st, all the new dressage tests went into effect. So now I'm signed up for training level 1 and training level 3, and that walk is in both of them. The walk that I didn't want to do at all. yeah, left. So what are the odds that I sign up for a show and if the show is December 4th and December 1st, they change all the tests. So it should be an exciting adventure. And these new tests for training level are a lot harder. And they also got rid of training level 4 and first level 4. So there's just 3 tests now, and it's going to be definitely a lot more of a challenge. But, you know, that's what we're ready for. And thank God dressage shows that you can have a caller, that you can have somebody call your test. You can't do that in eventing. So I'm pretty sure we'll be okay.
Well, that's good. Do you do like Jennifer used to do with the kids, the Pony Club kids, and go out in the parking lot and actually walk, trot, and canter your test, you know, just by yourself in the parking lot?
Do you know what? I trained with an inventor that said, you know what he did is he got on his bicycle and rode the pattern in the front yard. I'm not very good at bike riders, so. Yeah. But no, I draw it repeatedly. But, you know, if you get too mired in, if I get too mired in the details of the pattern that we have to perform, then I screw up, you know, like I forget how to ride. So I'm like, okay, where's C? I got to walk at C. And then you get to C and you, you know, like yank on the reins like you're, you know, 8 years old riding a horse for the first time. So I don't know what happens to me. So I'm going to really rely on my caller. My caller is going to be very good. I'm just going to do what she says and concentrate on riding the horse and not getting tossed off on the ground. So that'll be my weekend. Big
yeah, well, good luck with
show.
That.
Yeah, I did talk to the owner of the horse. Her name is Mary Lou. She's very sweet, 73 years old, has two horses, still rides. And she did tell me that no matter what happens, she's just glad he's going in. She goes, I'm not expecting to win, you know, but just stay on the horse.
Like, don't jump out of the ring.
Yeah, don't jump out of the ring. You know, we've all done stupid things like that. So all I'm trying to do is start and finish. That's all of our goal is start and finish on the back of the horse. So low expectations. We'll see what happens.
Well, we have Jennifer, my wife and producer of the show, is here, and she's going to tell us what's coming up on today's show because there's lots of good stuff planned.
On today's show, we have Lizzie from Equestrian Professionals coming on to give everybody a heads up on a really great seminar coming up that she's involved with, and that's going to be fun. Then we're going to talk to Fairland Ferguson from Cavalia. And if you have not yet seen Cavalia, it is really, really amazing. Best probably described as performance art that has horses in it. It's pretty impressive stuff. And then last but not least, Helena B. will be here from the Stable Scoop and Tack and Habit radio shows. And she's going to tell us about Riding Right by Dan Stewart, a really great book on how to ride better, but it's a whole lot more than put your heels down.
All right, terrific. Well, I think that we have right now, let me check here, we have Lizzie on the line. Hi, Lizzie, and welcome to your first appearance, I think, on the Horses in the Morning show, right?
That's right. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, it's good to have you here. Lizzie is a contributor. She does the website, equestrianprofessional.com, a terrific website if you're in any kind of horse business. And she joins me on a regular basis over at Horse Tip Daily to provide tips. But she had a seminar coming up that I really thought would be interesting to our listeners and wanted to get you on to tell us about it.
All right. Well, we have Rethinking the Horse Business 2010, and we try to do this seminar. The first time we did it was last year, and we're going to try to do it every year. It's sort of like a State of the Union address for horse professionals. It's a really interesting seminar. We do a lot of surveying and gathering of information to share economic indicators and industry trends. And then we talk about the Internet and where it fits into the equation, which may sound a little odd, like what does the Internet have to do with the horse business, but it relates.
Well, I think the Internet is just about in every business now. I mean, look at this business. We're on the Internet right now.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Well, and horse professionals they're in a really interesting business climate right now because they're dealing with the worst economic crisis that most of them, or I guess us for that matter, will ever have ever seen. But because of the Internet, they have actually the best marketing tools that have ever been available to horse professionals, mostly because the horse business is an expertise-based business that has traditionally relied on relationships and word of mouth to promote it, and the Internet has created a whole new venue for word of mouth.
In your seminar, what are people going to take away from your seminar?
They're going to take away some really interesting industry trends and economic indicators that I think will help them to predict what's coming next in 2011, and they're also going to learn about some interesting ways that horse professionals are leveraging the internet and creating new business models. They're for sure going to learn about some really interesting trends in the industry and hopefully get some idea about what parts of their services to maybe focus on and to market, and they'll definitely learn some new marketing tools.
Well, and I know that this applies really, you know, when you think about it, everybody in the horse world is in some kind of horse business. You're either you might be giving lessons, you might be boarding horses. You're doing something in the horse world that involves business. I know, Jamie, look at your situation. You know, not only are you a superstar rock star talk show host, but you know, you give lessons. You have boarders. You have a business. You're training horses, things like that. And that's why I think that you know all of the Equestrian Professional website is valuable to anybody in the horse world. But these seminars that you do really do go into more in depth and really help people understand how they can run their horse business better. And, you know, we spend a lot of time treating the horses better, and all of that, you know, caring for the horses. We don't spend as much time caring for our business, and that's probably where we should be spending more time. I think you'd agree with that, right, Lizzie?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the other thing is that this is sort of a message of hope. There's a lot that you can do to improve your business and to market it, you know, very effectively without a huge marketing budget, especially now in this, you know, in this particular, with the ability to use the internet. It's just amazing what horse professionals can do with that.
All right. So when is the seminar, and you know, is it free? What's the story?
The seminar is free. It is, you can attend via your phone or your computer because it's a webcast. And it will take place on December 13th at 5 o'clock Pacific time, which is 7 Central or 8 Eastern, depending on where you live in the country. And we do have people attending from all over the world. And I wish I could say we were having it at a nice hour for people in the UK, but this time works for the United States.
Yeah, it's probably
States
about 2 in the morning.
Well,
okay, and you can find out more details at your website at equestrianprofessional.com.
That's right.
And it's the right price, people. It's free. So
there
you can
go.
Afford it. So check it out. All right, thanks, Lizzie.
You're welcome, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend. All right, that was Lizzie from equestrianprofessional.com. Check out that seminar coming up. It's well worth it if you're in any kind of horse business. Well, we have a caller on the line. Actually, we have Jackie on the line. Hi, Jackie. How are you this morning?
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. I'm thawing.
Good morning.
Out. It's a little cold here in Northeast Ohio.
Yeah, I bet. It's
oh
cold here.
God.
I can imagine what it's like there.
Oh.
Jamie
yeah.
was whining about 50 degrees this morning, Jackie. Do you feel sorry
oh
for
my.
Her at all?
No.
Okay, well, listen.
It's about 19 degrees here.
But see, you guys don't understand. I have plants that can't freeze. I have cactus in my front yard, and it got down to like 34 degrees, and now the cactus in my front yard have some damage. And, you know, finally it's getting back to more normal Phoenix temperatures. But you guys can laugh at me in the summer when it's 117 and you don't go outside. But right now, you guys all just sit in your winter weather and suck it, because I am cooking. It is going to be 80 degrees today. It is sunny this entire time of the year from now until about March, April, maybe May. The rest of the year is horrible. So I'm going to enjoy this right now. Y'all can be cold.
Hey, Jackie,
yes.
Don't you love it when she goes on a rant like that? It just cracks
yeah,
me up.
Yeah, that was kind of good.
Yeah, that was
good.
So what's up, Jackie?
Okay, Jackie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling to tell you about this awesome contest I saw on the Riders for Helmets website this morning.
Oh, cool.
I actually posted the link on Facebook, so if you or anybody listening wants to go look at it, you can hop over and see it. But they are doing a holiday helmet jingles contest, and people are writing in with their own words to popular Christmas songs that are all about wearing helmets. And some of them are really funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm just hopping over there right now. There are some cute ones.
The second one is my favorite, the full-length Jingle Bells version.
Could you sing it for us, Jackie?
Oh, no, I'm not singing it. I'll read it. I'm not going to sing it.
Come on.
No. My favorite verses, it's the second or third verses are my favorite, but it goes, a day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. A reindeer spooked my horse. My God, how she shied. The horse bucked really hard, but in my helmet armed, when I fell on my head, I returned unharmed. And then the chorus goes, helmets on, helmets on, helmets on today. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a safety-conscious way.
This is really
helmets
good
on,
stuff.
Helmets
oh,
on, helmets
I mean,
on, helmets all the way.
I'll see, go see.
I'm not afraid.
I just like it because they're funny. They're about helmets, but I like how she has little snippets of the Christmas theme in there, you know, with the reindeer spooking the horse, and the last verse has Santa laughing at her for falling off, and I just thought they were kind of funny.
There are some cute
ones
here.
What is what's the prize if you win the helmet jingle contest?
That's a good question. I don't remember. It doesn't say. It just says the creator of the best jingle will win a prize. And the contest closes
on
December
15th. Yeah, it doesn't really say
15th.
Here. Yeah. Well,
I'm
this
sorry,
is terrific.
I need motivation. I need motivation to create.
I think the prize should be they get to be on the Horses in the Morning radio show and sing their song.
Oh, I think that's a fantastic prize. I think you should get the winner to do that.
Yeah, we'll have to get. I'll drop Lindsay an email here and tell her that we want
there
the winner
go.
On the show.
There you go.
Yeah,
that would be good.
And they can sing it in a duet with Jamie.
There you go.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Jackie.
Jamie,
you have a great
weekend.
Need
to write a virgin. Thanks. You
do. Jamie needs to write her own.
Jamie, I think you need to write a virgin that does not include snow for all of the, you know. People who, like you, are in the South have a hot winter.
Yeah, see, I got sunburned yesterday, so I don't know what you guys are talking about, cold weather and snow. Oh, yeah.
Jackie.
I'm going to enjoy it, Glenn. I'm going to enjoy it. Thanks, Jackie. Bye. Because
bye.
You don't understand, 117 degrees, and there's no shade out here. It's desert, okay? I have one tree in my yard. I've just planted a couple of little ones, but they're only like 3 feet tall. So I'm trying to get some shade, but for the most part, it is sunny and 117 degrees, and it's horrible. So my summer is your winter. So you enjoy that snow on your ground because right now it's awesome here. Awesome, however. I only got it till
I'm just
May.
Enjoying myself over here listening to you rant. Jamie's rant.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, let me just tell you that we do have a sponsor for this half hour, Glenn. It is Kentucky Performance Products. And when horsemen were asked what they're looking for in a nutritional supplement for their horses, the answer was easy, one that's affordable, effective, and scientifically proven. So Kentucky Performance Products took that message to heart and developed supplements to meet those needs. All of their supplements, from Nalox, Equine, and Acid to Summer Games Electrolytes and Joint Armor, they're formulated based on sound research. They're affordable and you can count on them to deliver results. So choose the right Kentucky Performance Product supplement for you and your horse. All you have to do is go to kppusa.com or call 1-800-772-1988 to learn more about horse nutrition and interact with experts at KPP Kentucky Performance Products. Join their Facebook page.
I like what Jackie wrote on Facebook. She put a post on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning for this link to the Holiday Helmet Jingles Contest, but she also wrote, just wanted to share it with Hit 'em Nation, because we always use the initials Hit 'em, H-I-T-M, for Horses in the Morning. I like that, Hit 'em Nation. We have our own nation now, Jamie.
Yeah, we do. All seven of them. I mean, maybe 10. Maybe there's 10 by now.
Hey, we're going to be up with Kavalia. I wanted to mention that we, on the Horse Radio Network, we're putting a lot of great programs this week. And one of those programs is the Western Radio Show. And they did a terrific, you know, we've been all about music here recently, it seems like, on our show, on Horses in the Morning. Well, the Western Radio Show went that route this week, too, and they had two terrific guests on. They had Australian country music singer, a young girl, by the name of Shay Fisher. She had her first, get this, number one country song in Australia at the age of 16. She is like, I don't know, she can't be more than 19 now. And she's in the United States now in Nashville, and she's had five number one hits in Australia. She's sort of the K Carrie Underwood of Australia, and they had her on the show.
Wow.
And then they, yeah, she's great, and she's a rodeo star. She does all kinds of things in rodeo. And then they had a guy by the name of Dan Roberts, who I think some people will recognize because he was the opening act for, and I'm trying to pull it up here for how many years it was. It was a long time. Let me get it up here. He was the opening act for Garth Brooks for 2 years. And he was the longest opening act that Garth Brooks ever had. He actually co-wrote the song the Beaches of Cheyenne with Garth Brooks. So he is a big name in the Western world. He sings sort of the cowboy country music. And I have a little snippet that we're going to play for you after our interview here with Fairland Ferguson of Cavalia. But so I'll play that after. I have a snippet of both of their music. It was a very fascinating hour that they spent with these two. You have to hear how this young country singer, Shay Fisher from Australia, got her start in country music. She's a gutsy little 13-year-old when she did what she did to get her start there. So you have to take a listen to the Western Radio Show. And after we're done here, I'll play a little snippet of their music so that you can hear what you're going to hear a little bit of over at westernradioshow.com, episode number 30. And now, have you ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Have you ever heard of Dan Roberts? No? Okay. I didn't know if you had or not doing your country thing. That might have been before your time. Yeah, I think that was back in the late 90s when all of that was happening.
Well, I'm still upset that I still haven't seen Garth Brooks in concert. The one concert I want to go to more than anything, and he's actually in Vegas, and he cannot get tickets. Just can't do it. So I've been trying really hard, and all the tickets for this coming next weekend were sold out, and then he's going to be out of town. So anyway, I'm still going to see Garth Brooks someday, I swear, but no Dan Roberts. But we do have our next guest on the phone, Glenn, and this is actually – I don't know how many of our listeners have seen the show Cavalia, but I'm going to have Fairland Ferguson describe it a little bit better in a second. But basically, Cirque du Soleil on horses. Everybody has to know what Cirque du Soleil is. I mean, it's amazing acrobatics, and there's dancers and aerialists. And, I mean, I saw the one in Vegas where they're swimming. It's crazy. So they went and took it and put it on horseback, and Fairland Ferguson is on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So, Cavalia, right now, currently in California, correct?
Yep, we are in San Francisco.
Well, I guess describe to everybody what the entire show of Cavalia is, and then we'll get a little more detailed on your part of it.
Well, what you said, Cirque du Soleil with horses, in a nutshell, is pretty much it. It's an artistic equestrian show. It also has live dancing, acrobats, live music, live singing. It's everything Cirque du Soleil offers, as well as the equestrian aspect of it. And the story we tell is the evolution of man and horse from the beginning of time up until present-day equestrian arts.
Okay, wow. So I actually was fortunate enough to go see the show when it was here in Phoenix in Scottsdale, Arizona. And it is so inspiring and so moving to see the way that all you riders have, you know, this incredible relationship with these horses, and just to see things that you never thought you could ever do on a horse. I mean, talk about your segment, you're a Roman rider. Describe what that is and what you do.
Yeah, that is one of the acts I do in the show. Roman riding is where you stand on top of two horses. And during the show, I stand on top of two horses, and then we later add two more, then another two. So as the show progresses, the horses multiply, it seems like. So by the end of the show, I'm Roman riding with a team of six horses. It's also known as
All right, Fairland.
Post.
I have a question for you about that, because I'm a driver.
Okay.
So now I'm thinking you standing on two horses, you stand on the back two, and you actually are driving the front four, right?
Exactly. That's exactly it. And the best comparison I could compare it to would maybe be skiing. If anybody skis or water skis, kind of physically what you're dealing with, except your skis have minds of their own.
And if you fall off, it hurts a lot more.
It does. We try to avoid that at all costs.
All right, so I have a technical question, the driver coming out of me again. So do you only have one set of reins? Are you driving the front two horses?
No, every horse has reins. So in total collaboration, I have 6 reins in my hand, and
oh my God,
all of the horses steer differently. I steer the front two a certain way, I steer the middle two a certain way, and then the two that I'm standing on, I steer another way.
Okay, that's just nuts. Because you're standing on horses, holding 6 reins in your hands, trying to steer them all. That's just unbelievable.
Now, let me point out, Glenn, Farallon is not just, you know, teetering on top of this horse as it's walking around. I mean, you're not giving yourself enough credit for the amazing stunts that you guys perform.
Thank you. Yeah, it is extremely difficult to portray over the phone. We're not walking. We're definitely going full speed. We're running. We race. I'm actually the only girl in the show that does Roman riding, so I'm out there with all guys. So I have a lot to prove out there, I feel like, every night.
And
so
how do you get a start in Roman riding?
That's what I was gonna ask.
How do you, one day you're like, hey, I got my pony in the backyard, let's see if I can get another pony and just ride them both at the same time. How do you do that?
I grew up riding Hunter Jumper, and then in high school I started riding Western Pleasure, and honestly I got bored with just the routine all the time, just shows, and I just felt like it never was changing. And then once I was actually in college, I kind of got a late start when it came to the dangerous aspect of it. But once I was in college, I realized Roman riding existed. And I was very fortunate enough to have somebody around me that had some experience with it, and I wanted to learn. So we put 2 horses together and fell off a lot and learned the hard way. And I've been doing it now for about 4 years.
Like it's
wow.
not hard enough
4
to,
years.
To ride a horse. It's not hard enough to ride a horse normally. You had to make it more dangerous by doing that. Now, and I think, and I don't want to get in trouble here by Cavaglia, but I believe my wife and I saw you at Myrtle Beach. Did you used to perform down there?
You did. You have seen me there.
Okay. Did you jump? You did it at
where I started,
and it was at the Dixie Stampede.
You're right. That's absolutely correct. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
And you jumped through fire, didn't you, while Roman riding?
I did. That's so funny. And that's exactly where I learned, actually. So.
Wow, that's a small world.
you saw me
now,
in my
you,
earlier days. So.
I'll tell you what, but you're a trick rider. Isn't Cavaglia like the dream? This is the thing that you crave to be in the Cavaglia. What else is there that's bigger than that? There's nothing.
Yeah, you're actually right. Besides having the opportunity to travel the world and be with this awesome, awesome show, you know, besides solo acts, maybe having like a self-named act or doing rodeos,
there's not a
lot of opportunity anymore these days to do this. So very, very fortunate, very blessed to be with this great show doing what I love every single night.
Now,
so what
I was fortunate
you?
Enough.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Glenn, I'm sorry. I was able one time to get to talk to one of the Cirque du Soleil performers. And we were on an airplane together, and we sat there and talked for hours about the show. I said, now, what happens, you know, they're on the tight ropes and they're swinging around, and this is, of course, not even with the whole horse aspect thrown in. And I said, what happens if somebody falls off of the rope during a show? And she turned to me and she looked at me straight in the eye and goes, that doesn't happen ever, ever. I mean, she was so like, that will not happen. That does not happen. It cannot happen. Like, she was so serious. So what happens if a mistake is made in your show? You've got horses involved. Does it happen? And what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mistakes do happen, especially working with live animals. For the acrobat's sake, they're 80, 100 feet in the air, so they have safety cables and things like that. So that mistake does not happen, obviously. Not so much on the ground. Any horse rider, equestrian artist knows that mistakes happen, especially with horses. So if you were to fall off or if the – you know, if something happens, just like a typical horse situation, you know, you get up and you get back on, and you know the number one rule is you don't leave the ring without finishing what you came out there to do. So as long as nobody's hurt and the horses aren't hurt and the surroundings are safe, you do it again. So.
Okay.
Well, now, Farland, I wanted to ask you, you obviously were doing this before you went to Cavalia. We just talked about that. Did you have your own horses? Have you trained your own horses and brought your own horses to the show, or do you use their horses?
Right now at Cavalia, it works better for Cavalia that they own all of the horses. We do have one Liberty Act where Sylvia Zerbini owns her own horses.
Yep.
But other than that, Cavalia does own all the horses. But I also, of my own, I have a trick horse and a Roman team that I personally own. In South Carolina still, so they're
what horses? What breed of horses work the best for the Roman riding?
Quarter horses, typically worldwide, are just kind of known for being the better trick horses and Roman riding horses. I have a personal soft spot for paints because that's what I own. But any horse, depending on their character, could potentially work. Just as a general statement, though, quarter horses are usually your best bet. They're built strong. They're, you know, fastest in the quarter mile, so they have that short burst of energy, speed, and strength that you're usually looking for this type of, you know, equestrian art.
Well, now, I wanted to ask you, too. I hear a tiny bit of an accent, so you're from somewhere down here in the South.
I am. I grew up in Virginia. I went to college in South Carolina, and then I developed a love for sweet tea and this terrible accent.
Because of the love of sweet tea and a terrible accent. Oh, my gosh.
That's a great line.
I love it.
I try my hardest to you know, suppress it when I'm on interviews, but sometimes I just get excited about what I'm talking about, and it comes out, so...
Hey, you're with horse people
out,
here.
Greg.
We don't the southern. You're with horse people. The southern accent can come out all at once.
Well, in that case, come on down and see Cavalia, and I'll be here.
I need to get her on the phone with my daddy because my daddy talks just like that. Hey, y'all.
Now,
let me get back to the. Carolyn, to get back to the show real quick, because you're obviously a pretty well-rounded person, but the show that everybody's going to see in Cavalia, you mentioned the last act is the Liberty Act, and there's a woman that is with, let's see, I'm looking at 7, 8 horses, and as I recall...
Actually,
I
9 or 10 now.
9 or 10 now, and these...
Yes.
There aren't a lot of them stallions?
Actually, seven of the 10 are stallions, and they're also Arabians. So if you've ever done any kind of work, or anybody out there has done any kind of work with Arabians,
enough
you know
said.
They're full of themselves.
Enough said, yeah.
Well, yeah. This woman
my first horse, not knowing anything about horses, my family bought me a young Arabian, and I have learned so much from him. So yeah, that's what she works with, and she is truly, absolutely breathtaking, amazing at what she does. It's just every night we're getting ready for the trick ride act behind the scenes, so I have the opportunity to see glimpses of her work, and it's just night in and night out it's truly unbelievable. You watch it and you just never, 10 horses out there just, it's really indescribable. You can YouTube it. You can do everything you can. Sylvia Zerbini. But when it really comes down to watching it and being there in real life, it's from an equestrian aspect is like nothing I've ever seen.
I wanted to mention that we had Sylvia.
Ears.
We had Sylvia on the Stable Scoop radio show that we do here on the Horse Radio Network back last year. It was episode number 77. So if you wanted to hear her talk about her act and her horses, I think she's out of Florida, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so she was on our show and talked all about her Arabians and her act and things, and it is absolutely fascinating. She's a unique individual in the horse world.
Yeah, and so, I don't know. It's a Liberty Act, which is no bridles, no saddles, nothing. It's just her voice commands, her body language, and it really is indescribable.
Oh, and then just to add to the fact that she's got, you know, seven stallions out there with no bridles, no saddles, just responding to her body, it's just phenomenal. And that is the one part of Cavalia, when I watched it, that moved me to tears. I mean, there is no way you cannot be affected by this beautiful woman and these beautiful horses. And then, you know, you can clearly see this, you know, what's going on, and it's indescribable. You are correct. But what are some of the other shows? Because they have the acts. What are some of the other acts that people will see in Cavalia?
Well, as I said, it's the evolution between man and horse. So we start off the act as just the introduction to the human and the horse. So there's a beautiful dance number where it's called Discovery, where the girl just discovers that the horse exists. And then from there, it just progresses. It progresses with the relationship on the ground. Then it's a good while into the show, almost halfway through the first act, before you ever see your first person on a horse, and that's in a bareback act. And then we proceed from there with an act that we call Vault, which is an aerial act where the girls are, the acrobats, are flying above the horses on the stage. And so that's a huge act that we incorporate aerialists with horses. And there's two riders, there's two aerialists, and it signifies the spirit of the horse. And that truly, that was one of my favorite acts when I saw the show. And then we progress on to a mirror act where there's two girls doing dressage with some really special effects, lighting effects, stage effects that are just awesome to watch. And then we end the first half with Roman riding, and then we come back and the whole second half is just showing modern day horsemanship. There's a lot of dance, there's of course Sylvia's Liberty Act, and then we end the show with the highest energy act, which is trip riding, where we go back and forth across the stage at speeds, you know, 20 to 30 miles an hour, doing flips, dragging on the ground. The acrobats are going all above us, the live music. It's truly inspiring. I remember when I saw the show, I just was in awe of what I knew the equestrian artists were doing, as well as, you know, the aspect of the acrobats that I have no idea, you know, how they do what they do. So there's just truly something there for everybody, no matter what. You know, no matter what you're into, there's something in this show that will inspire you when you leave.
Well, we're speaking to Fairland Ferguson of Cavalia. If you'd like to ask her a question here quick, give us a call at 347-637-3238. You know, how do you get a job with Cavalia? Did you just wake up one day and say, I'm going to fill out an online application, or did you knock on their trailer door after you saw the show? How do you get that job?
As we said, I was going to college in South Carolina. I really wanted to graduate. That was important to me. And I was working at the other horse riding dinner show. And when I graduated college, I actually had a friend that worked for Cavalia. And he had been telling me for years, like, oh, you've got to come. You've got to come. This is great. It's a great experience. And I just, as soon as I was done with college, I sent him a video and an application and came and auditioned and showed up about a year process. I auditioned and I felt good about my audition, and I waited and waited and waited and kind of wondered, and they ended up calling, so.
Well, that's good. Congratulations. You know, what a dream come true. And now I see that Cavalia they've been doing this show for a long time. You know, some of the statistics that I'm sure everybody has heard is you know, you've been in front of 2.5 million people worldwide, and you've been all over the world, and, you know, you're traveling all the time, but you're they're putting a new show together that's going to debut in Canada next year, right?
Yep, they are actually opening up Cavalia 2, and that is going to start in Canada in August, I believe. And so there will be two Cavalias traveling the world, which is just, you know, what they have going for that. They've kind of kept it secret, but I can't imagine, you know, Cavalia getting any better. So whatever they have brewing up there in Canada right now is it's exciting even for us. And so to be able to have two troops traveling is just really, really exciting.
Yeah, when you consider the logistics of you guys traveling, I mean, how many tractor-trailer trucks must there be? You know, I read, you know, you're talking 17,000 bales of hay a year, 36,000 pounds of grain, 1,700 pounds of carrots, and that's probably a little low. You know, and the stables are 16,000 square feet. You know, traveling with that, it just must be something to watch, the takedown and the tear down and the setting up. It just must be incredible to be part of.
Yeah, and actually, Doug, it's really crazy to even, you know, honestly, I only deal with the horse aspect of it. I help load up the horses, unload the horses, and it is a huge production to even wrap your head around. You know, you wonder, you're like, is this even profitable? Like, and
they
put such emphasis. Yeah, they put such emphasis and care on the horses, and that's really something that's off. You know, a lot of people wonder, the horses traveling and, you know, getting off in a new city, and they honestly feed better food than I feed my personal horses. There's a constant vet tech, you know, so you would think that on the hustle and bustle of a move and production that's this large that, you know, oh, well, the horses probably get overlooked. And it's totally opposite. The horses are the priority with this company. And that's just something that's really great. So at the end of every city, you know, they're taking down this big top. They're, you know, just totally transforming pretty much parking lots all over the world into somewhere that is safe, you know, place to put on this fabulous equestrian show.
All right.
Yeah. These horses are working for a living. I mean, they are the show. But I guarantee that it's probably pretty profitable because, my gosh, those tickets are not cheap. But, again, totally worth it.
I agree.
Well, you know, it's terrific having you on. We appreciate you being here and taking time and getting up really early to talk to us this morning.
it is a little earlier out here on the West Coast, but.
Yeah, when you probably finished at midnight last night. So thank you so much. We appreciate that. I only have one other question for you, and this comes from having gone to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra the other night. You know, and that, I don't know if you've ever seen Tiësto in concert. Have you seen it yet?
I have not, but I've heard it's amazing.
It is. And when you see the amount of equipment, there's 16 tractor-trailer trucks, and they move every day. So, you know, when you see the amount of equipment on the stage and the lasers and the lights and all that stuff, and then the energy of that show is unbelievable, but then they do it twice on weekends in one day. How do you do it twice in one day without killing yourself?
Well, a good night's sleep's important and a good breakfast, Greg.
And some good sweet tea.
As long as there's my McDonald's dollar sweet tea somewhere, I'll be fine. No, but honestly, it's just something that your body gets accustomed to, just like anything. You know, marathon runners, even just doctors on call, things like that. You know, you look at everybody's job or you know, livelihood, and everything takes getting accustomed to just as well as this job. The only thing I would say about, I guess, my part in the show is if I'm tired, I'm not doing myself justice because my balance isn't as good. You know, there's a lot of things. You know, you can go and do a desk job and you're tired. You can be cranky but grab a candy bar and kind of get through the day. If I'm tired here and not paying attention, you know, I can fall off and have serious repercussions. So, honestly, a good night's sleep, just being ready to work and in shape and your horse is in shape, just being prepared is the best thing to, you know, get through We do two shows on Saturdays, things like that. So.
Well, Fairland, go back to bed.
Wait, I have to point out something. Fairland, you're way cool because I'm looking online at all the horses that Cavalia has, and they have like a cast list of horses, and you've got Habanero and Lorenzo and Gracioso and Ricardo, and there's your horse, Joe.
Yeah, and it's funny because the front team is Toby and Joe. And there's,
oh my God,
you know,
yeah,
there's Alidar and, you know, Tunant, and there's
Ricardo
all these horses. And then it's like, go, Joe! Maybe,
well,
maybe they,
awesome,
they want the... They wanted the American to have the horse with the easy name, so maybe that's the...
Oh, I love it.
I actually have
so
an
fun
Amaretto, which I feel like is a little better than a Criollo, so there.
Oh, so there. Oh, I was feeling a little bit affectionate towards Toby and Joe, so... Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, Fairland. It is just cool. I recommend to everybody that they all go see Cavalia whenever it comes to their town, or, you know, take a little vacation to holidays, go on up to San Francisco and go. But it is a pleasure. Fairland Ferguson, thank you for being a part of Horses in the Morning.
Oh, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye, Fairland.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, that was Fairland Ferguson. Thanks so much for getting up that early. Well, we're going to take a little break here for the news, and we'll be back to take your calls. Give us a call at 347-637-3238.
This is the Horse Radio Network News. Patricia Comerford, Extension Equine Specialist in Penn State's Department of Dairy and Animal Science, received the 2010 Outstanding Service Award at the Eastern National 4-H Horse Roundup last week in Louisville, Kentucky. Honored for her 19 years of service to the event, Comerford was recognized for her professionalism and dedication to the high ideals of the contest. An equine specialist, Comerford coordinates and provides leadership to the Pennsylvania 4-H Horse Program, assists with state extension horse programs for adults, and collaborates with equine industry groups and breed organizations. As an animal science instructor, she also serves as an undergraduate advisor for students with an equine science interest. An avid horsewoman, Comerford has been involved in the horse industry as an owner, breeder, rider, farm manager, and educator for more than 40 years. A new equine surgery and sports medicine center has opened in Lexington, Kentucky, close to the Kentucky Horse Park. The Lexington Equine Surgery and Sports Medicine, which is located at Ironworks Pike and Georgetown Road, is a group veterinary referral practice focusing on outpatient medicine and elective surgery. Dr. Bill Bernard, formerly with Rood & Riddle, established the surgery center, which covers 10,000 square feet and includes a 10-stall barn and office, two surgery suites, radiology and exam areas, and recovery stalls. Dr. Wes Sutter, an equine orthopedic surgeon from the Ocala Equine Hospital, has joined Bernard as partner and surgeon in the new business. The long-term plan for the property is to develop an equine business park. The organization Friends of Sound Horses is lauding the United States Department of Agriculture's recent declaration to mandate minimum penalties for the soaring of gated horses with its release of the 2011 penalty protocol. Soaring is the illegal and cruel practice of using chemical and mechanical methods to create pain in a gated show horse's front feet to exaggerate their animated step, most prevalent in Tennessee walking horses. Soaring has been illegal for over 40 years, yet continues to be widespread in some horse show venues. For years, penalties were recommended to horse or industry organizations who were free to impose their own punishment that were much less stringent than those recommended by the USDA. But as of December 1, 2010, penalties will no longer be recommended, but will be required by the USDA as set forth in the 2011 protocol. The Friends of Sound Horses feels this change is vital to ensuring that conflicts of interest do not continue to plague the industry and guarantee that violators are penalized. The positive response is seen as a monumental step in the right direction to end soaring and bring about stronger enforcement of the current program. And finally this week, the Rolex Kentucky three-day event is offering reserved tailgating spaces along portions of the cross-country course at the Kentucky Horse Park next year for the first time to give spectators a chance to watch the action from their vehicle, to include general admission for 8 people. The Rolex Kentucky three-day event, presented by Bridgestone, runs from April 28th through May 1st, 2011, with cross-country day on Saturday, April 30th. The Eventing Radio Show will be there to bring you all the action here on the Horse Radio Network. This is HRN News, and I'm Chris Stafford for Horses in the Morning.
Jamie Jennings, I'm Glenn the Geek here on Horses in the Morning, and that was Horsenality by Marianne Kennedy. You can find all of her music at MarianneKennedy.com. And I'll tell you what, she has so many of these, I don't think I'm going to run out for a while. And I just love the tune on that one. I think it's a Horsenality. I mean, it's perfect.
Oh, I think it's a perfect thing for your song, especially because you definitely have the horsenality as the horse husband, the horsey husband now.
I'm a horsey husband now. I've graduated. I've been promoted. I'm good to go.
You are listening to Horses in the Morning. Glenn, you forgot to say, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products now. You have to throw that in there. But I think that we have okay. The other woman is on the phone. Is that what I hear? The other woman? Your other woman that you talk about all the time?
Yes.
Jennifer,
Alicia B. is here. Howdy, Helena.
I am the other woman. Hi, I think I'm a little bit impressed that I'm the other woman. I've never been the other woman before.
Well, Helena, he talks about you all the time. And
Helena,
like,
my
you know.
Hey, wait a minute. Think about this, though, guys. I was with Helena long before I was with Jamie, so I think Jamie's the other woman, actually.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah.
I'm the ex.
Really?
Oh, guys, I, this is it. I've got it. Because we're all here at the same time.
Oh, and then there's the wife.
New reality radio show, The Real Women of Horse Radio Network.
I like it. Glenn, we're having an intervention. That's why we're all here.
Right. You didn't know that, did you, Glenn?
No, I didn't know that was the plan. Here I thought we were going to review a book, but I guess not.
You can do that if
no,
you
there's
want.
Too many women in your life.
Well, we do have Helena B on here. She's, of course, my co-host with me for the Stable Scoop Radio Show and the Tack and Habit Radio Show, the first co-host on the Horse Radio Network. Helena's stopping by to review a book with us and to tell us about a show she did for Stable Scoop this week.
Indeed. I'm going to be talking about a wonderful book called Ride Right with Daniel Stewart. He's obviously the author of this book. He's a clinician. He's a coach. And actually, this book is, the subtitle is Balance Your Frame and Frame of Mind with an Unmounted Workout and Sports Psychology System. Daniel's my new favorite expert. He totally rocks. I got this book. I think I'm the only one so far at the Horse Radio Network who's read it. I've read it cover to cover. And it actually serves as a reference for riders of all kinds, not just competitive riders, on how to get your mind as well as your body fit so that you are effective in the saddle. Again, no matter what it is that you do, if you're a pleasure rider, a trail rider, barrel racer, or show jumper.
And yeah. You got to spend a little bit of time with him, too, that we had him on the show here a little while ago, but we only have like 15 minutes with everybody. So you liked him so much, and you saw his clinic out in Massachusetts there at Equine Affair, that we sort of came up with a new thing we're going to do very occasionally here on the Stable Scoop Show. Tell everybody about that.
Yes, we're going to do a segment called One-on-One, and it's where we take we actually expand upon an interview that we've had, or guests that we have on Stable Scoop in previous episodes, because we really can't go into depth on that show. So we're going to bring those guests back and really get one-on-one with them and ask them serious questions. Now, there's always a little bit of a silly undertone to the Stable Scoop shows and even to these one-on-ones, but it'll give us the chance to ask some really in-depth questions and talk more about a particular topic. And so I'm personally really looking forward to that, because it gives me the chance to get a word in edgewise, Glenn.
I feel you, sister.
Yeah, see? The women of Glenn the Geek unite.
All right, good night having you both on the show. We'll talk to you later.
You're not getting out of it that easy. Now, Helena, we did have him on our show, and I thought he was one of the most interesting people that I have talked to as far as, I mean, a clinician. I really did think he was a doctor, because the way he was describing, like, basically breaking down and, to me, it sounded like torturing riders and then building them back up was such a cool, fascinating topic. And I want to do one of his clinics. Would you do one of the clinics if it was offered to you?
Oh my God. And I would be honored to be tortured by Daniel Stewart. Let's start that way. Yes, because it is, you know, no pain, no gain. You do have to strip yourself down to the bare basics, both mentally and physically. But the building back up, and I watched this at the clinic he gave at Equine Affair, the building back up of you as the rider is faster, it's more effective, and it's so much more satisfying, because you it's the right way to do it. And that's his book. It's Ride Right. You strip yourself down to the basic, and you start to, it's, you know, resetting muscle memory. It talks about how so many of us are asymmetrical, how we're crooked, how we're unbalanced, and you strip yourself down to the very core, and you reset your muscle memory to be straight, to be symmetrical, to be balanced. And your riding just takes off. I mean, I've already started to do a few of these exercises recommended in the book, and it's made huge difference in my horse will come round for me, and all I've done is straighten out my hip bones.
That's amazing. So the book kind of, could you read it while you're riding? Can you read it and then go out and ride and perform kind of those things? Like in the book, in the interview we did with him, he said that he was yelling at these people all the time and asking them questions and distracting them and breaking them down. How does he do that in book form?
In book form, that's more the psycho clinic. That's where he tries to affect your performance by increasing the pressure. So that's a little bit more on the mental side. I would say about 75% of the book focuses on exercises for the physical development of the riding athlete. So, yes, you can take a look at this book. You read through it. You look at the pictures because it's a lovely combination of pictures as well as text. And, you know, you read a chapter. You go out. You get on your horse. You putter around. You try a few of the ideas. Then you come back. The next day, you're like, wow, that worked. Let's see what, you know, chapter 5 has me doing. And then it also gives you exercises, unmounted exercises to do, things while you're riding your bicycle, things to do with an exercise ball like the one that Glenn sits on, something called a stable board, which is available through Daniel's website, which helps you achieve balance or even just to identify that you're imbalanced. So, yes, you can take a look at each chapter in this book, go out in the field and try it yourself. The second half of the book, the part that focuses on mental fitness, is something that you need to read. You turn your light on in bed at night, and I would fall asleep reading that part of this book. And then, you know, sort of keep those little key phrases that you learn from the book in your mind the next time you ride.
Now, Helena, who do you think this would be good for as far as a Christmas gift?
Everybody.
Okay.
Everybody.
So it's rated everybody.
It's rated everybody. I think it's definitely a book for, I mean, not just, it's for everybody, for professional riders, for horse wives, for maybe not so much for horse husbands. This is definitely for somebody who spends a lot of time in the saddle.
And if you were using Jennifer's flake method out of, how many flakes is it? 5 or 6, Jennifer?
You can get a total of 5 flakes.
So out of 5 flakes?
This is a 4.95 flaker.
Wow. Just sort of a perfect bail. Just short.
And it's only just short because there aren't more pictures of Daniel in it. Just kidding.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get to.
Uh-huh.
When you said it would be an honor to be tortured by him, again, you know, I didn't get to jump in. Glenn said something, but I was thinking exactly that because that guy is easy on the eyes for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you pay me some
money. That's like an irresistible combination. He knows horses and hello.
Horses and a hottie. Oh, my gosh.
All right, now. I'll tell you what, the last couple of days between Samantha and you guys, it's been interesting here on the Horses in the Morning. You can hear all of the episode that Helena did, and it's now live at stablescoop.com. She spent by herself without me. She ditched me, dumped me off the show. And It's episode number 120, one-on-one with Daniel Stewart. And by the way, I haven't talked to Helena since I got to edit that. You did a terrific job. You did great by yourself.
Thank you very much. Talk about pressure going up and affecting performance.
Hey, Helena, I got a question. Did you record, did you have the opportunity to do this, like, face-to-face?
No.
Yeah. No. Now, okay, so you might have done it on Skype, right? So did you Skype with the cameras on?
No.
Oh, my gosh, girl, come on.
That would be pressure I couldn't perform under.
Like, hello, Daniel.
Thank you, Helena. We appreciate you calling in. Nice job. Nice job with the show.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, Helena, other thing. I am coming back next week, whether you like it or not. Just thought I'd let you know.
Fine. Thanks.
Bye, Helena.
Bye.
I think Helena and I are going to have to do a show. I think definitely... The hot and our show can be titled Hot Guys of the Horse World. I think that would be the best one.
You know, I ought to bail out here one morning. We talked about having a guy show here on Horses in the Morning where we ditch you two. Now we can have one where Helena joins you, and it's just all talk about the hockey. I think that would barely be the most rated show we've ever done.
Oh, yeah, and we'll get Samantha in here, and we'll just crank that puppy up to R-rated.
All right, I talked a little earlier about speaking of the shows on the Horse Radio Network. I talked about the Western radio show and how they had two terrific performers on there this week, and it's a show that you don't want to miss. They were the story that Dan Roberts tells at the end. He had a daughter with cancer, and she had to go all the way to California for the treatments for her brain tumor. And there was a machine that this doctor was using out there that really does perform miracles. The daughter ended up cancer-free now, and 16 years old and in sports and everything, with no radiation and no chemotherapy. And he wanted to find out how he could get one of those units in Tennessee, and it cost $4.5 million. And he told the hospital, the hospital said, "We just can't do it." And he told the hospital, "I'll have you one within a year." He went out and he raised $4.5 million to buy this. And you'll hear how, with a little help from his country singer friends, how he got that done on the Western radio show. But I wanted you to hear a little bit of the music of the two guests from the Western radio show. Number one, a country singer in all of Australia, Shay Fisher, who now resides just south of us here in Tennessee, and Dan Roberts. So here's just a snippet of both of them. You're going to like Shay. If you haven't heard of her, I know the kind of music you like, Jamie. You're going to like this.
All right.
Making them as tough and as bronky as it did when the buffalo roamed. Hey, viva la cowboy! Long live his kind.
It is Freestyle Friday, and I can definitely hear that guy opening for Garth Brooks. That's definitely a Garth-esque type song, huh?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I just love it. I want to actually get the CD of Shay Fisher. She's terrific.
Yeah, she's good. She's, I mean, young and cute and full of energy. And, yeah, I remember those days.
Well, funny.
It is Freestyle Friday. Glenn is so proud of his name, Freestyle Friday. He's like, oh, get it? It's like freestyle, but it's like dressage, and it's horsey related. What it means is that we'll take your calls just about anything. I have a dressage show coming up this weekend. What do you have going on? Are you doing anything with your horses? The phone number, 347-637-3238. But, Glenn, we do have a sponsor for this half hour.
Yeah, this half hour is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Has your horse become cranky and sullen? Is his coat losing that healthy bloom? Is he prone to colic and office feed? These are symptoms of stomach irritation and ulcers. Prevent ulcers before they happen with Nalox Equine Antacid from Kentucky Performance Products. Its unique formula buffers excess acid for up to 6 hours while it coats and protects sensitive stomachs. You can learn more about Naalox Equine and Acid from KPP, and you can go to their website at kppusa.com. And that's Kentucky Performance Products. You can also give them a call and talk to them about the issues that your horses might be having. That's what we did with Beaker, and they made a recommendation, and that's 1-800-772-1988. That's 1-800-772-1988. Hey, there was a Facebook thing here, Jamie, a posting from Diane who wrote, "It's snowing here in London, Ontario, Canada. The horses are out on pasture, and they all have a layer of snow on their backs. I want to offer Janie some free stall cleaning in exchange for a place to stay in Arizona, just while it's winter here, so only about 5 months. Oh, and I travel with 4 horses, 2 dogs, 2 cats, and a horse husband who takes great photos but doesn't do anything horse-related." So there you go. There's an offer for you.
I got my own personal photographer. You know what I say? I say bring it on, sister. As long as I can come to your house in the summertime, I am there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we appreciate everybody posting there on Facebook. And I think that we can probably call this a Friday. You're getting ready to go out and do one last dress rehearsal on your horse before the show. Is the show tomorrow or Sunday?
It's tomorrow. My ride time is 10:42 and 2:01. I don't know how I remember that, but I did.
Good luck with that. Find a good reader so you don't mess up. Well, actually, we have an annual thing Sunday night that we do, and you're going to remember this from the time you lived here in Lexington. It's something that every local here does before the holiday season's over. They have something called Southern Lights at the Kentucky Horse Park. And what they do is set up all these thousands of lights and displays all throughout the horse park, and you actually drive through to see them, which is a good thing because it could be about 17 degrees Sunday night. So you drive through to see them, and then you end at the visitor center at the Kentucky Horse Park and the museum, and they have train displays set up. They have a petting zoo, and you could ride camels and all of this stuff at the end, and they serve hot chocolate. And it's just because it's a very family thing that everybody does here in Lexington, because it's just not Christmas until you do the Southern Lights display. Did you ever do that when you were here?
I did it every year. It's one of those things that if you're in Lexington, everybody says you have to do this if you're in Lexington over the holidays. I mean, it definitely is a staple for everybody that lives there. And I know lots of people travel in. And I'm sorry, any opportunity to go to the Kentucky Horse Park, I will take it. It is so fun. But even at night, to be able to drive around there, it's something you really don't get to do. So, yeah, I highly recommend it. I loved it. I miss it.
Jennifer likes, and I think she's there, Jennifer
I'm
likes
here.
The train displays that are set up, because she's a train nut. Jennifer's
I'm
a train
nut.
Buff, so.
Yeah,
so the train displays are cool.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Well,
that's what
fun.
We're doing this weekend, and we will be back next week. I want to tell everybody that we have, or Jennifer has, set up for us some really fun things for next week, but I wanted to specifically mention Monday's show. We're having Debbie Metcalf back. Is that confirmed, Jennifer?
We have yes this week, but I don't have an email back from her yet, so we're crossing our fingers that she makes it Monday. I know it's going to be next week sometime.
All right, we're trying to get her back next week. She, of course, is from Met Posse. If you remember right, Jamie, when we had her on, we were getting calls and we ran out of time, and we just did not have enough time to talk to her and have her take enough calls. So what we're going to do is we're going to have her back hopefully one day next week, and we're going to allow a whole hour for her so that I know you want to get more in-depth about some of the technology and things, and we want to allow a chance for our listeners to call in and chat with her about how to protect your horses and make sure that they don't get stolen or end up disappeared at a horse show and things like that. And so we're going to try and get her back. We have Darlene Newman coming back with her segment on Equitrekking. She's always fun. And,
yay,
you know, and Jennifer has set up a couple. She was very proud of this. Jennifer can tell us more about it. And I know, Jamie, you saw it too. The smartest horse.
Oh, yeah. It's very cool.
He is officially a Guinness World Record holder now. Yeah, it's going to be cool. I'm very excited about to hear that. And actually, Jamie mentioned it in one of our pre-show meetings one day, and I'm going, daggone, got to get her. So
I know. You know what's really cool about the world's smartest horse is it's actually a rescue horse. I mean, this horse came from a very bad situation, and the reason it's a rescue is it was so angry. I mean, you know, you come across those horses that are just angry about life, and this woman could not figure out how to train him, and so she just started doing some tricks with him, and he literally became the smartest horse. I mean, the stuff that this animal can do are phenomenal. So, I mean, identifying colors, like that kind of stuff. So we will definitely have to talk to her and get more in depth about that the next week.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. And there, you, Jennifer, also put together a couple of interesting the breed shows. I just find fascinating because you learn about breeds we don't know anything about. And you have the Bashkir Curlies coming up next week.
Yeah.
Which...
my favorite part is I was reading through their website a little bit. Something about the fact that they shed their mane and their tail when they shed their winter coats out. I want to find out more about that because, you know, the Appaloosa is the ultimate tailless breed. But maybe the Bashkir Curlies have something on them.
I don't remember. I knew a Bashkir, and I don't remember them shedding their mane or tail.
Well,
so we'll definitely have to figure that out.
It's not across the board. Some do and some don't.
Oh.
I don't know. It just sounds to me like it sounds to me like a name that could be part of the Three Stooges, Bashkir Curlies. And then the Hackney horses, of course, I owned one of those crazy little Hackney beasts, and we're going to talk about Hackneys next week. So we just we're going to have our first collegiate of the month. We're going to honor one co-ed every month here on the show, somebody who has excelled at college and also, you know, is into the horsey thing. So we're going to do that every month here in the show. It's just going to be a jam-packed week.
It'll be fun. I can't wait. And hopefully at some point we'll get some of your other women on the air too.
I have to tell you that I think Helena was a little embarrassed because I just got a text from her.
It wouldn't be the
first
time I embarrassed somebody.
Yeah, she said she's a little embarrassed. She's actually red. I don't think I'm ever allowing you two to be on the air together ever again.
Dude, this is going to be the greatest show ever. Hot guys of the horse world. Yeah, we're married, but we're allowed to look and talk about hot guys. So I would encourage all women out there, if you know a hot guy in the horse world, go ahead and send us a picture on maybe Facebook. You can email it to me, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. We would be welcoming your submissions of hot guys in the horse world. Please bring it on. Let's do it.
All right. Jennifer, you're going to have to book that show. Get Helena booked in as a guest co-host one day, and I'll take the day off, and you guys can talk about hot guys.
There you go.
Jen,
and then I'll get.
Are you ready for it?
That's liable to be a very interesting call screening kind of a day.
Okay, but if you guys do that, then I have to be able to pick a co-host some morning. Maybe I'm thinking Boyd Martin would be a good one. I'll get somebody on with me, and we'll do Hot Girls of the Horse World. So there.
Oh, well, you just fine. And you and all three of the guys listening to the show will enjoy it.
That's exactly right. We got those three horse husbands out there. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us this week. It was a fun week. And, Jamie, good luck tomorrow. You know,
Thank you very much.
You can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. As we said, just search for Horses in the Morning. We are so close to going over 500 people that like us on Facebook. We're at 492. So by Monday, tell all your friends, let everybody know so we can get over 500. And we are also on Twitter at Horse.
Yeah, and if you miss a live show, listen to the recorded version on our website, iTunes, affiliate websites. You don't have to miss an episode. We'll be back on Monday morning with, hopefully, I will tell you that I did not get bucked off in the dressage show or I didn't embarrass myself, but you never know. We'll also be back with Debbie Metcalf with Met Posse, and she'll be able to take your calls. So have a great weekend, everybody. Ride safe. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, everybody. Ride safe this weekend.